Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? Like there's just not enough time in the day to get everything done, let alone take care of yourself? Yeah, me too. That's why I created this podcast, Tap Out of Overstimulation. We're here to talk about those moments when life feels like it's pulling you in 100 directions and how to find that inner peace amidst the chaos. Today's topic, mindfulness and self-care for those of us who are constantly on the go. Listen, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies busyness. I'm so busy has become a badge of honor. But here's the thing, running yourself ragged isn't sustainable. It's like trying to drive your car without ever checking the gas gauge. Eventually, you're going to run out of steam. So how do we find that balance? How do we practice mindfulness and self-care when our schedules are packed tighter than a clown car? It's not about becoming a hermit and meditating all day long, though that might sound nice sometimes. It's about incorporating little practices into your everyday routine, things that can actually make a difference. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you tap out of overstimulation. 1. Start small. Think micro moments of mindfulness. While waiting in line, take a few deep breaths and focus on the sensations around you. The warmth of the sun, the sound of your shoes tapping, the smell of coffee brewing. You don't need an hour to meditate. Even 5 minutes can make a difference. 2. Embrace the power of numbrace. You are not obligated to say yes to everything. Learning to set boundaries is crucial for self-care. It's okay to decline invitations, turn down extra projects, and prioritize your own well-being. Remember, saying no to one thing often means saying yes to something more important, like a good night's sleep or some quality time with loved ones. 3. Unplug regularly. Social media and constant notifications can be major contributors to feeling overwhelmed. Schedule regular digital detox periods where you disconnect from your devices and reconnect with the real world. Go for a walk in nature, read a book, spend time with friends, anything that helps you unplug and recharge. 4. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's also about feeling good. Physical activity releases endorphins that have mood-boosting effects. You don't have to be a marathon runner to reap the benefits. Even a short walk around the block can clear your head and make you feel more energized. 5. Make time for activities you enjoy. What brings you joy? Playing music, painting, gardening, spending time with loved ones. Schedule these activities into your week, just like you would schedule a meeting or appointment. It might seem counterintuitive to add more things to your plate, but making time for things you love can actually help you feel less stressed and more fulfilled. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're rushing around trying to get everything done before that big presentation at work. Your inbox is overflowing. Your phone is buzzing constantly, and you haven't had a proper meal all day. Sound familiar? Now, imagine instead of hitting the stress button, you take a few minutes for yourself. Maybe it's a quick walk outside to breathe in some fresh air, or just 5 minutes of quiet meditation before diving into your work. The difference is palpable, right? That's the power of mindfulness and self-care. It's not about adding more things to your plate. It's about prioritizing what matters most, your well-being. So, remember, folks, you don't have to sacrifice your happiness for productivity. By incorporating these small but powerful practices into your daily routine, you can tap out of overstimulation and create a life that feels more balanced, fulfilling, and yes, even enjoyable. Go forth and prioritize your well-being. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little reminder to take a breath. And as always, keep those comments coming. I love hearing from you. See you on the next episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.